Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Yeah, I'm a Carrie Hines.
Thank you.
And I'm Carrie Hines.
Well, here at the Hair Radio Show, I'm all about girl power, just this girls and women, them making the connections, encouraging each other, inspiring each other. So this is another reason why I'm so excited about your organization and this film festival. So my first question is, for a young girl or a young woman that is interested in breaking into all areas of cinema that your organization represents, what advice do you have for them for making connections with your organization and with others that can help them to, whether it's mentor them, just give them advice on the way to go?
Yeah, that's a, thank you, Nicole Marie. That's a great, great question. So there's a couple things. Number one, certainly now that we live in the informational age, you know, you can definitely go to Google and just learn more about exactly what it is that you would like to do. But I always tell people, you know, it's always a good idea when these type of programs come into existence to come and attend. And if you can, be a part of the organization. We do have an opportunity where we have the first tier membership, which is complimentary, and that put you on our eBlast mailing list so that you are aware of the programs that we have coming up. We have a contact email that you can reach out. But when we do these type of programs, we encourage people to come and network. Network is a powerful, powerful tool where you can meet individuals who are in the industry that you're looking to go into. We definitely have programs where we like to share detailed information. We are looking to relaunch our mentorship program. So that's another reason to join complimentary. And so that way you'll be in the queue to know when that will be happening again. And that's what I did. I mean, I went to every film event that I could. I studied about the film industry as much as I could. And it really took me places. I ended up being a producer on the film project that ended up in one of the biggest Hollywood film festivals in the world, and it kept going from there.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Well, listen,
well, also,
yeah,
I
go
see
ahead.
With the information that you have about the film festival, over the 3 days, you're going to have so many panels and screenings and so forth, and I see you have a virtual experience. So in that virtual experience, will someone have the opportunity to see everything that you're offering during those 3 days and have a chance to contact anyone from the festival?
Well, the virtual experience is an addition to the festival. It's four programs, and one is a screenwriter's workshop. One is a discussion on colorism in film and television. And another program is a keynote panel on women of color in comedy from stage to screen. And the fourth program are our next generation of filmmakers. And so the first three that I made mention are is available to the Festival Pass All Access holders. And the fourth program of the next generation of filmmakers is accessible to any attendee of the film fest. And, yes, they can definitely contact us through the website. And I can certainly give that email address out as well, which is info@aawic.org.
Okay.
Thank you.
So let me jump on in and awesome job. Great questions, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi this morning. Listen,
thanks.
Our very special guest, yes, awesome job. So hold on, Tara, I've got to ask you, Ms. Tara Renee, and I just got to say, I just love your name. It's not T-A-R-A, which a lot of folks probably misspell out there, but T-E-R-R-A, and Tara Renee, which I just love it. Now, very unique and original. I'm kind of thinking it's not just a coincidence. So, again, our special guest this morning. Now, Sarah, how can folks buy tickets, get tickets? We want everybody to support this incredible film festival. So please tell everybody, this is your time. Let everybody know this morning.
Wonderful. Well, Carrie, I'm very pleased to offer to your listeners a unique opportunity that we've created and with your support for the festival. So right now we have a festival all-access pass. This will enable anyone to be able to enjoy all the festivities live plus the virtual experience. The three programs that I made mention of, that's part of the experience for the Festival Access Pass holders. If you come to the event, which will be held at LaGuardia Community College in Queens, New York, then it comes with a gift bag that's sponsored by Miss Jessie's incredible hair care company. And also, again, network in person and have some other goodies. So the initial price for the all-access pass that will give you all these entries is $175. But because you all are listening today.
On Hair Radio and Houston and Hair Radio New York and everywhere else. Wow. here we go.
we're offering a huge discount, and it's with the support of Carrie. And so it will be 50% off the $175.
Oh, wow.
That's wonderful.
yes. And that's because of Mr. Carrie's support and your show support. So we really appreciate you all so much.
That's awesome.
And so if you go to www.aawic.org and then you're going to you'll be right at the home page, and then you will see where it says Festival All Access. I'm sorry, festival information. You click on that, it's going to take you directly to the festival page. And there you'll be able to access the festival or access pass. You click on that, and you put in the discount code of Carrie, K-E-R-R-I, 2-4, which stands for year 24. And you'll be able to experience your 50% discount off of the $175 all access pass, and you'll be able to experience this entire program.
Well, that sounds amazing.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for extending that.
Yeah.
How great, Tara. Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. And fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
as we close in on, well, towards 1,000 live 3-hour episodes of this very Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, I have to say, when I created the Hair Radio Morning Show, which was designed to be kind of like a Steve Harvey-ish radio, you know, Tom Joyner type radio show, I really had no idea that it would go on and on and on quite this long. It was back in probably about 2014 when I first had the idea to take the Hair Radio Show, which had already broadcast on terrestrial AM and FM radio, as well as its own internet channel in the early 2000s. And I wanted to bring it back, as I had, but it had been on other platforms. So I brought it to Blog Talk and decided that it would be something I would try. And I really fell in love with the idea of being able to do a morning show for 3 hours each day, kind of like what I grew up on in Philadelphia, listening with my whole family to the Mary Mason radio show each morning. And that's what I wanted to give, a version of that, in which we could have fun each morning. It would be early. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time. Very, very early in the morning. It's still dark outside. It was freezing cold when I started the program. And but that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help everybody wake up and have something positive and fun and, you know, connected. Somebody's on with you live going through life each morning. And that's what I wanted to be. And that's what the show has represented. And what it means to so many folks who each morning, the first thing they do, they program our radio telephone number, our contact 516 number. Literally, they program it into their cell phones. And when they wake up each morning, as you guys know, we say wake up and be awesome. That's correct. We want you to wake up, hit that one programmed contact button on your cell phone. We know it's right there at your head. And literally connect with our live radio broadcast. It's been a great, rewarding time each day to put this together for folks, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's great. So we love it. We will continue to bring you the broadcast, God willing, and continue to improve it. And I'm excited. And that the reason that we get that question all the time, why so early in the morning? And again, it's just we want it to be a part of you creating your day. For the most part, you turn on your TV as soon as you wake up, and it's kind of a deluge of just, you know, real chaotic type stories and things that, to me, it doesn't lend itself to getting your day started in the most productive way. I think surrounding yourself with positive energy, folks who absolutely love that you have joined them, and listening to great music and sharing great stories, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. It really is, and we couldn't have made it this far without you, our amazing fans. So I'm Kerry Hines, and we've gone this far. Let's keep it going. Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's March 20th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast show number 968 this morning, of course. Let me just get my colleague, one of my incredible co-hosts. You guys know Nicole Marie will be with us at about 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central Time for the wonderful Hot Mic Live will be all live, of course. Let me just get Michael Hopkins, who, as you know, he's been kind of helping us to open up the broadcast since we have launched Hair Radio Houston. That's Houston, as in Houston, Texas. Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning, and we're live. Let me just...
We are on this first day
of spring officially. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good
How
morning,
are you doing?
Carrie Hines. Oh, no, I am super fantastic, and I'm going to get better as the show goes on. Rah.
Awesome. Well, listen, thank you. It's been it's a great show, and we're just saying thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. As we continue, we opened up this morning. We called it a cold opening in the business, in the radio business and all of that. But we opened up with Tara Renee. Now, she was our live guest just yesterday, and she'll be with us
all week,
you know, talking about this huge film festival that's happening towards the end of the week. And I'm just blown away, Michael. I really am.
Carrie.
Yeah. Just incredible guest and
what are your
thoughts on all of that and do you see the need for a women's film festival, Michael Hopkins? Being that we're guys, do we see the need for that or appreciate the need?
Oh, very much so. I appreciate it, Carrie, because I am quite sure that there's some fantastic films, discussions, all of that good stuff is coming out of this festival. And it's just something that it's a need for it. I see the need for it. I would love to go myself, Gary, to tell you the truth.
But when I think of it with Michael, I also immediately think you're the father of daughters. So,
Very much so.
Yeah.
And granddaughters.
And granddaughters. So that's kind of where I'm thinking about this. And, you know, so, and of course, Nicole Marie will be in. She did such an outstanding job helping with the interview yesterday with Sarah. And we'll have a little bit more from Sarah coming up in just a bit on this. But just the idea of how integral I think it's important to development of these women and Nicole Marie with her girl power segments and all of that, which is great and inspirational. So speaking of yesterday, Michael Hopkins, we really kind of went in, as the kids say, on getting the Hair Radio Houston underway.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah. I got so many calls, and I looked at our numbers, and they're just through the roof. We had a lot of folks joining us for the very first time, and it's so exciting to be here. Let me just reiterate for you guys out there, maybe today's your first time tuning in. And, you know, so we're real happy to have you guys. And I should say thank you if that's the case. But, no, it was outstanding. It was absolutely outstanding. Of course, you know, when you pick up and go 1,500 miles away, you're always looking for and technology and, you know, there are always technical aspects of trying to make things work and you have all kinds of challenges. But I've got to say, I think we knocked it out of the box. I listened back to yesterday's broadcast. I heard from other folks and I just thought it was fantastic. I really did. What about yourself, Hopkins?
Oh, yes, it was, Carrie. I mean, it was fun. It was really exciting, too. To me, it's sort of like a new dawn, a new beginning, a new...
Okay, I think you're about to take over for Nina Simone this morning.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of which, yeah, you just reminded me of that was the song we opened with today. Of course, the incredible force of Nina Simone, and the song is called Feeling Good. There's so many versions out there. Michael Bublé has a version. There's so many other folks out there. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. And so had to kind of get it on out there. So before we get into the spring talk, yeah, I just want to say it was fantastic. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the incredible impact of your Vet Talk Radio episode that aired in the last half hour of yesterday's show. And so, Michael, great job on that. We'll talk bit more. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that when you come back mid-show in the next hour to kind of go through and you'll break it on down, I'm hoping, for everybody that we can, you know, inform at that time. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so... Yeah, so listen, why don't we talk a little bit more about what's happening in today's broadcast. Of course, coming up mid-show again, Nicole Marie will be here with our Hot Mic Live. And again, for you guys just joining us, you may not realize, but we really bring it. Nicole Marie comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi, where she's an elected official down there doing big things. And we have an opportunity to talk live with you guys about whatever's going on. So I've got a lot to fill you in on, obviously, with this incredible new Hair Radio Houston. I'll give you a little insight on folks and, again, what they've been talking about, plus the latest on Get Set Atlanta. We've got that and so many other announcements and things that we're unpacking quite a bit. And when I say we're unpacking. Trust me, we are unpacking here, literally and figuratively on the show. So, Michael, are you looking forward to today's Hair Radio Morning Show and so much more?
Oh, always, Carrie. Always looking forward to the show. Every morning is just a brand new day. It gets exciting. And I'm always looking forward to it. And it always sounds like a plan to me, Carrie.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take a little break. We will be back. We have a whole lot more to get into this morning right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it is, Wednesday, March 20th. It's already almost 970 broadcasts, Michael. I'm still, as it gets kind of gagging about it, just still kind of surprised at how quickly the time is going on. We're going to get into a little spring talk and all of that in just a bit. So, Michael, hang on in there. We're with you all day today. We've got more music as well. We'll be right back.
just give it to you. Yeah, and it's true. Lottie got prickly deep. Do you believe in a girl like me? Shiny is the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start testing. It's a state of depression. And then the thunderclouds of doubt move in. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
It's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Keri Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Keri Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets, and if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible, but we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Wednesday morning, March 20th of 2024. And we've got so much more to get into today on the show. I just want to say thank you, really, because this has just been incredible now that we're down in Houston, Texas. We're going to just say stay with us. We've got, again, a few of the highlighted clips from so many folks, recent guests, and so much more. So stay with us. And right now we're going to get into a little bit of hair talk and all that other good stuff. Stay with us. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist. And we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this. And we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us. And I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit. And she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, she says, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is her question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time you sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals, and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in. So.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way. honestly.
Mm-hmm.
As
and
the owner hairstylist.
Right.
Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, a long time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know, people have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? And you're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
It's not, right.
So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referrals, you know. So, we're really going through a different time now. So, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip or show some. And tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. Well, how nice.
That's
I love it.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay. Next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, let's see, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional, that's what he's asking here. How do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what do you say? Well, first of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for here, you know. A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone, and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar in which I could be earning more. I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of,
it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill or unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
you know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way, they might need to go to the emergency room versus come and sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeSeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that because I often thought, I said, well, maybe you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going
to
be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications. if they have some sort of harassment. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible, because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person, it will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped. But it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeCia, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you let me just ask you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Most important.
If you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that. And this is important. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said. Yeah. It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that too.
This is the thing.
Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you, because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy, literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you,
and
thank
yes,
you.
Great
thank
job.
Thank you.
Yes, Ruth
Rock. Chair to come. Thank you.
Yes, great job. Ruth Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey. And, of course, Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield area, out in California. So thank you both again for being with us, and we'll see you on the next installment of Ask a Hairstylist. Right.
Eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast, and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you got to rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Because you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? Braids, y'all.
did not wear braids. We got to tease up on the beach. Because I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier. Nope, they're not ready.
What I've enjoyed doing all my life from a little girl, I always loved messing with my sisters. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Kelly Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
I feel good. Now when I do it again, maybe pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Now, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRAG checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting. Most old people, they're so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Kelly, you dancing? I said, no, what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, just want to do something.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
People don't give enough credit to first order. I'm first born to a very young mom, a teenager.
Oh, birth order is important, yes. Okay.
So when you're first born and you have a mom as young as my mom was, you end up having to do a lot for yourself as she is trying to make it. And she gives you, put a lot of responsibility, especially when it's followed by a little sister that's only a year younger. You learn very quickly to become responsible, independent, and resourceful. And then I have always... Each employer that I've had, I've worked in banking, I work in tax, I worked at the hospital for years. All of my bosses that I've worked for over the years were champions and mentors for me. I did the work and I did my best. I always gave my best work. And the reward...
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Keri Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning. It's March 20th of 2024. We are back live on this first day of spring. It's our broadcast show number 968. Want to kind of get that on out there a little bit. As we march towards 1,000 shows plus, let me bring to the line, without further ado, you guys just doing an incredible job here. She's Mitchell, the longest-serving co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the history of our broadcast, all the way from down in Water Valley, Mississippi, originally from Cleveland area, the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy Mitchell.
All the above. Happy Mitchell.
All
happy
the
Wednesday.
Above.
Happy March.
Oh, yes.
Happy spring.
Yes. Happy spring.
You got
all of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lots of boxes.
How are you this morning, Carrie?
We're doing great. Yeah. No, I absolutely love it. It has, you know, and I just got to say, Hair Radio Houston, what can I say? Thank you. Thank you for welcoming us, and thank you for,
awesome,
you know, just pushing us forward. I love the people down here. They've been warm, just very kind.
Right.
The temperature's been kind. The people have been kind.
Yeah.
The food's been kind. So I've been just enjoying myself down here. And the show, I got to say, I love the new Hair Radio Morning Show. I just love it.
Yes, I'm enjoying it.
Me too.
Yes,
It's a little different, just a little, but
it
exciting.
Is. But that's okay. That's what we go for.
Yeah, I think so too. I really do. I've been listening. I listened back to the whole show yesterday, and it was just fantastic. It really was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sarah Renee, and shout out to Keisha and Savon this morning.
Yes. Was Tara Renee not
shout out. She was fabulous. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I enjoyed
Tara
speaking
Renee
with her.
It's just incredible. And a great interview that you did. I think we opened up today's broadcast.
Thank you. Yeah.
Entirely.
Yes,
you're the first voices that are heard.
Awesome.
When folks
awesome
play this show back around the world, they're hearing your voices. And it was one of my favorite moments, Nicole Marie. And for you guys who missed the entire interview that we did on the show yesterday with Tara Renee, who was the big force behind called the African American Women in Cinema. And her website, you can zoom right on in, is AAWIC.org. So it stands for that, African American Women in Cinema, AAWIC.org. It's happening starting tomorrow on Thursday. She's going to be with us to kick it off right here in the morning. We're going to have her, Nicole Marie, in the last hour on the show. So if you're in Central, like I am, and Nicole Marie, it'll be 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. If you're out on the eastern part of our country, in the eastern region, then it will be at 8 a.m. She'll be with us for the entire hour. I'm looking forward to it because she seems like she's got so much to say. And and she's really kind of standing up for, I think, the women.
Exactly. I love it. I think it's a wonderful platform to showcase all of the talent that we have. And, you know, the festival is a 3-day event. And I think next year, Carrie, I'm going to have to fly to New York. and attend the festival.
We will. I said, listen, Tara Renee, I said, I've got to be part of this. I know I'm a dude. But find me somewhere. I'll collect the tickets when they come through the door.
Exactly.
I think it's so important. And I love that, what it can mean. And, you know, and I have to tell you, I have always wanted to do a film festival for our company. So the fact that she's doing it so well gives us an opportunity to just piggyback onto her success and just help her push this way over the top, which we're so excited to do. Yes.
Well,
it's all about
encouraging and mentoring and pushing, you know, the next generation and even just adults that are interested in film and just all other areas of cinema. And, you know, that's what I'm all about, is just helping girls,
yes,
helping women. And I just love the organization's platform to be able to do this and just trying to reach out and just help one another. I love it.
Well, you know what? Me too, Nicole Marie. And we're killing it on the broadcast. What I love about the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I always say, and when Michael comes back, I'll tell him a little bit about it. But just that you can get up, listen to some good stuff. Like, I just love the music. The music just means so much to the show.
Just dancing today this morning already.
Oh, well, we opened with the incredible Nina Simone with Feeling Good.
Right.
I'm going to have to get that back on because that song is just, it's powerful. it really is. And Nina goes to town. And so in our music playlist today, we've got, I think we had on Shanice and I Love You.
Right.
I Love Your Smile and all this kind of stuff. We got Gloria Gaynor on the way. We also have A Lovely Day, you know, Bill Weathers coming up and so many others. So we've been trying to just keep it moving this morning.
Yes, great, great. Hey, every day here is a lovely day. So we're pushing right along.
Yes. So for you guys just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with Nicole Marie. It's Wednesday morning, March 20th of 2024. And so it's 2024. Okay,
right,
is the date for today. Yeah, so really good stuff. No, I'm excited. I really am. This whole big Hair Radio Houston big launch, if you will, Nicole Marie. Michael and I will be chatting about it in our 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast, 7 o'clock this morning. Yes, so I'm looking forward to it. We're going to talk a little bit about some Houston facts and things that I'm just learning. So, you know, I'll be letting the Google fingers work this morning. I'm learning
Wonderful.
A lot. I just love it. Yeah, so we'll be kind of getting into that. Hey, I want to talk about Get Set for a moment. Just a reminder, we have our own meetup happening again in Atlanta, Georgia, down in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So everybody's invited. It's totally free. Now, if you're looking to be a VIP guest, then that costs a little bit. And all the tickets, the free ones and the VIP tickets, are available on Eventbrite.com. So that's Eventbrite. So Eventbrite.com. Go there. If you need information, want to be more involved, be a speaker or whatever, certainly reach out to us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And you know how to do that. And just let us know. You know what? Remember how we always, Nicole, we talk about a pen and paper and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly.
You really should. Yeah. Every day that you listen to the broadcast, you really should have a pen and paper. There's so many tips.
Exactly.
So many things.
You never
so
know
many
what
things
you might hear and need to jot
you
down.
Exactly. And I think that this is one of those times, because I want to make sure that everybody has our telephone number, if you're trying to reach us and trying to reach our office, that is, because since we've moved, we want to make sure, and I should say not move so much, but we've added Hair Radio Houston into the family. So real happy about that. Let me just give you a good number to reach us following today's show and during any time pretty much after we are off the air live. So our telephone number that, now I want to say this, because if you dial it, I believe it's one of those, these days you don't know where folks are. It's 862, I think that's the New Jersey prefix, I'm not even sure. But the number that you can use to reach our office after about 9 Eastern, after 8 Central, is 862-277-0686. So again, 862-277-0686. We'll post it onto our Facebook page and all of that. So just wanted to make sure, just in case you guys want to advertise, you need to reach out to us, you want to do some other things, that's the number to contact. Nicole Marie, so listen, I'm talking about all of this with, you know, as we were saying, the Girl Power, DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and how important it is out there. We really, I think this is the big message of the day, well, every day, really, here on the broadcast.
Yes,
this
every
whole broadcast.
Day.
Every day.
Every day.
It was inspired by women of color. That's what this show came to light. And so I'm just happy to be part of it. I really am.
Awesome.
So we've got some things, yeah. So now, Nicole Marie, what's going on down? Now, I mentioned earlier that you are a part of your community down there. You're a huge part. And
right.
I was as well on the New York side when I was in New York. I'm still a big supporter of my board there. What can you tell us? What's happening down in Mississippi in your neck of the woods there? How's it coming along? And do you still, are you guys on a break or anything with the board? Nicole Marie, by the way, let me just say, she is an elected official down in her community in Water Valley, Mississippi. So, yeah,
right.
So what's happening?
Right. Well, Carrie, we don't have any breaks. I mean, we're on full speed all the time. Whatever is going on, we take care of it. And we have our, actually, 2 more weeks. We have our monthly board meeting. But then if there's something we need to vote on or discuss, we do have special board meetings that are called just whenever needed. But right now, actually this weekend coming up, we have a blues fest that will be going on all day on Saturday. And our headlining act is Mr. Sip, Grammy Award winner. And we're getting ready for that and very excited about that. We're also working on a splash pad for the kids in our community. So we're working on that right now and some other things around the city as far as our electric and the poles and, you know, different things like that that we're always focused on. So we're busy. We're always busy. There's always something going on.
Yes. Nicole Marie, why is it so important to you to be such a force in the community? Why is that so important to Nicole Marie?
Well, I feel like everyone has something to share and to contribute to make the community a better place. And so for me, I have always been involved. My parents were involved when I was growing up. And so that's all that I saw. That's all that I know. So for myself, it's just natural for me to want to help people, want to move our community forward. So I just do everything that I can to be able to contribute.
Yes.
So this is very, very important. Very important. Make your voice heard and just contribute to your community. Everyone has something to share that they can bring to the table. Whether you're for myself, I'm an elected official. However, even if you're not an elected official, you can contribute to your community. Make your voice heard. Attend your board meetings. Anything that's going on in the community that you're interested in, step up and be a part of it.
That's right. Well, listen.
Because you're going to make your community better.
Exactly. And making it better and all of that. I love it. Outstanding. And on point, like Michael says, Michael Hopkins will be with us. Speaking of community efforts, he is an accredited CLEANS agent, in case you're just joining us for the first time today.
Michael Hopkins.
He'll be with us, in about 10 minutes, just kind of bringing it with his own brand and just really killing it. We'll talk to him a little bit about the vet talk. Got a little bit more to get into in the next half hour and so much more today. Right here on the broadcast. But I got to say, Nicole Marie, that, you know, the shows are really, we're pulling it together. And to make such a flawless transition from the East Coast. And it's a lot, folks. Even just looking at the weather, just on a weather note, you know, in New York, it's like it was in the 40s this morning when we started the broadcast on this first day of spring. In the 40s. On the East Coast, it's going to get up to about 55 or so in the New York area. Columbus, Ohio, they're looking at a high of about 48. Des Moines at 43 a high, Detroit 34, Delaware 62, Fort Myers has got quite a warm at 80 high, 60 low in Fort Myers, Jackson, Mississippi 71, 48. Now, how far are you from Jackson?
2 hours north of Jackson.
Oh, okay. I don't know your temperature yet. Little Rock is 75, 50 split. It's going to be, okay, I figured it'll be about there. Nashville, Tennessee is a split of 69-39, Pittsburgh 48-24. So it's just, Richmond, Virginia 71-36 split today. So high of 71, low 36. And for us up here in the Houston area, should be about, get up to about 75, I believe, today. And I'm just so grateful. Now, in New York, the rest of the week is going to be in the 40s, so it's going to be kind of chilly up there. And so I'm kind of happy to be down here in Houston.
Warmer weather.
Yeah.
Gotta love
it. So really good stuff. You do. You just gotta love it here. So really good stuff. Now, let me just say, Nicole Marie, that I just love what you do each day. With what's really, you just kind of represent what the show is all about in terms of inspiration, aspiration, and all that wonderful good stuff. But you remind us each day. That's the key here. You really do. You remind us what it's all about and keeping a positive look or outlook, I think is the better way to say it. And I just love it. And for you guys out there, no, we lied. So all of this preparation, before we get to the wonderful hope of the day, let me just ask you, Nicole Marie, because my whole thing, especially in the Central Time Zone, is that you're up early out here. Our show starts and ends before some folks get up. We're on from 5 to 8 a.m. if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And it's early, so it's a little bit of an adjustment if you're coming from the East Coast.
Who knew an hour would make such a big difference? But it does.
Oh boy! Well, it's kind of like that. What is that daylight saving stuff that
daylight
we just kind of went through?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I think that it matters, that little bit of sleep and your body's already adjusted to things, and now I throw a monkey wrench into that with coming out here 1,500 miles away and a whole different type of energy that exists down here in Houston. And I can't wait to chat with Michael about it in the next hour. So, in about in our third hour, we're gonna break down Houston as much as we can. We're just so excited. Yeah. Now, in days to come, we will be bringing you some of the local folks that we've encountered along the way here.
Awesome.
And so much more. Yeah, plus some special guests. Usually, you know, when we kind of creep back on the air, we kind of, you know, keep it a little close to our vest, and then over the weeks we will roll out some very special folks. You don't want to miss any episode of the All New
Radio
Morning Show.
Well, I'm so excited because there's so many people from Houston, Texas. So I'm excited to hear from them. Yes.
Me too. I'm super excited, and I'm glad to be part of the Southwest. That
yes.
is really nice. All right. Well, Nicole Marie, back to Hope of the Day. We came up with this little ditty, as I call it, which is a wonderful intro. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
High hopes. All right, Nicole Marie. Well, listen, Patrick Lindsay, I am so excited to hear what you have on tap for us today for the hope. Okay, take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. The hope for today is ask for help. Very few things are done better alone, and team achievements are invariably sweeter. Asking for help reminds people of their value. It's a compliment, a sign of respect, but do it to their timetable and give them their credit. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, nice. Now, hold it. Asking for help. You know, a lot of us, especially in our community, Nicole Marie, I love this, but a lot of us have a difficult time asking for help.
Exactly.
And knowing when to ask for help. So to me, this really kind of, you know, I'm raising my hand right now. Yeah, you know, I'm one of those probably because, you know, you don't, it's just hard to ask for help sometimes because you don't know how you'll be met. You're afraid you'll be judged, and so much other stuff going on, you know. So I don't know. It's hard to say, but I agree. I think it's important to be able to recognize when you need assistance.
Exactly.
I really have to say.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But, Carrie, I'm a little different with that because I don't have a problem asking for help.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me to ask for help. You know, I just, hey, if I need help with something, if I'm, you know, whatever it is, whether it's
which is
with
the way it
my,
be, right? That is
right.
That's good.
Whether it's with my children or with a project I may be working on and want some advice on it, you know, just to get some other feedback about it, I have no problem asking someone, well, what do you think about this? Can you help me with this? And I have people that I trust with my children if, you know, I can't get them somewhere. My husband can't get them somewhere. Hey, I'm asking for help.
Yeah, you know what? And that is, let me just say, I sign on to that. So that's not a bad thing at all. That's a great thing. Folks should be that way. And those of us who have found it difficult at times to reach out and get help, you get help. Let me just say that.
Right.
I want to make that clear. Thank you for that clarification. Let's find out how Michael weighs in on this. Are you one of those folks who find it easy to get help when you need it? Michael Hopkins comes to us all the way from down beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning, Happy Mitchell.
Good morning, Michael. Happy Mitchell.
Good morning again, crew. Yeah, and Happy Mitchell. Hey. And this topic is a really hot topic.
Uh-oh.
Because many, many people, a lot of times folks don't ask for help. they want to do it their way, and they don't ask for help. Sometimes some of us as the men folk don't ask for help.
That's so true.
It's just a reality. A lot of times it happens. And reality is this. It's sort of like the Bill Withers song, "We All Need Somebody to Lean On."
I was literally just thinking of that exact song in this moment. That must be ESP, yes, because that's what's up next. So you called it to the D, Michael Hopkins, today. But you were saying, I didn't mean to take you off thought. So, Michael, what did you want to add anything else to that?
Oh, no. It's just that's the reality of the thing. You know, it's just a new day and a new world, and we all need each other.
Exactly.
Nobody's an island. You know,
I've been an island, not a fun place to be. And that's what
it
contributes
is not a
to
fun
so
place
much,
to be an island.
Sadness
is
and loneliness and depression out there. Right. You don't want to be that. So that's why the Hair Radio Morning Show really is in existence. It is that we're up, and if you ain't got nobody to talk to, talk to us.
We're
you ain't
here.
Got anybody
very
to listen
much
to,
so.
Listen to us. And we'll be getting more into that in the 8 o'clock hour, in the third hour coming up in the next hour, I should say. From 7 to 8 if you're in Central Time Zone. Listen, why don't we get over to our music break, and then Michael, we've got a lot more. I want to find out what happened on yesterday's Vet Talk Radio show. And also what's next for us with all that's happening. So listen, it was a great broadcast, and we got it going on. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lovely, darling, 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 darling. nail tech or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch.
All right, Mary Ree Johnson, it is always a great pleasure to have you back with me right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
good morning.
Mary, yes, good morning to you. Of course, you guys know Mary from Hair Head Heart. Mary, I just want to lead on in with this, and this is kind of like talking about some of the current stories out there on hair and beauty, if you will. And so I kind of want to lead on in kind of like five items on what we think you might want to chat a little bit about today. So we're so grateful to have you tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Mary Ree Johnson, my very special guest today, what's at number five?
Oh, let's talk about some of the trends that are going on right now. Like, I'm going to throw one out there. Color is a thing. This week alone, I did someone with ginger hair, or I created ginger hair.
Ginger.
Purple, like the deepest purple, and on a dreadlock, like the tips, and some green. Money green is the thing. So, well, for me this week. And so color is on and popping. I don't know if they're trying to match the fall colors or what, but it's good.
Well, Mary, this is something I got to jump in and say. I have also witnessed this. The color it's been a color explosion. And mm-hmm. I think that you guys out there know this. This is nothing new to you. You can see it everywhere. And there was for a time people would be a little bit nervous about incorporating color. For many different reasons, but color has really taken off into a level all by itself. And I just want to say, go ahead, Mary.
Can I throw in? I love when people do their hair at home with color, because then they have to come to me for color correction.
Oh, for corrective spirit. Listen, I knew I was going to do that today. Oh, Mary. Yeah, you guys out there. And listen, we've talked about this recently right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Where, a lot of folks who are getting their entire cosmetology or natural hair career together off social media or off the internet. So listen, we want you guys to be aware of a lot of these things. But I love the trends and things that the items that Mary just mentioned. I think that's okay. My favorite trend that I noticed, Mary, at number five on this list today, would be the short chops that are seeming to be making a return. Because everybody had gone to the long Kardashian flowing hair, if you will. So I think this is kind of going back to the Halle Berry, classic Halle Berry. I just find it all, it just seems like we're all over the board with hair. Is that kind of the way it seems a little bit?
I think the transitions are, it's pretty cyclical. You'll see it again if it's long this week, short next week or, next season. But the thing is the cycles are getting faster. So you see the same thing that I've seen anyway for the last 30 something years, but I'm seeing it faster. So I won't say I can totally predict, but you can tell when there's a shift coming. And so in season right now, I agree with you, there's a lot of the super cuts And so people are thinking they'll just grow it out in the winter, you know, and then, you know, maybe they'll be in a protective style. Maybe they'll be in braids, maybe not. But they're okay with just looking, whatever nature provides, they're okay with. And I think that's a healthy place to be.
I love that, what you just said, whatever nature has provided. When can that be the biggest trend of all? I would love that so much. I really would.
Yes.
You know,
it does happen, but most people get bored and they switch it up anyway.
Okay. I can dig in with that.
Can I tell you a line that they used to tell me? Because I've been natural all but maybe 2 or 3 years of my entire life, and I'm in my 60s. So people used to tell me, well, your hair is – oh, thank you. It's like, your hair is long enough, it'd look good in a perm, as if it didn't look good already. You're, and it's like, whatever, but that stuck with me. It's like, huh, okay, well, it looks good in a perm, it looks good in a curl, it look, you know, just like if I roller set it, it looks good out on fufu, it looks good, you know, I just think I look good, so.
Yeah. Well,
and being in the
that.
Industry, I mean, I get all kinds of stares because it's like, well, what you doing today? Why?
Yeah, for the hairstylist, it takes on a whole new level that you have to always have your hair on point. There is no way that you can kind of go out. Like, I can just kind of, you know, go out looking at it with my head, you know, hair sitting on my head. But as a professional, and even I still have to be careful because I also represent my hair products. I represent what we do to a big degree. My number four, Mary, is on something that has really taken hold, and I'm going to mention these states and see if you can kind of figure out about this new law. And it's already taken effect in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, and Washington. Mary, any idea what we're talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. Duh. No, okay. And two of the states I've been in, but I didn't make it happen that way. But anyway, it is the Crown Act.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And that's to open up the world for preventing discrimination against hair.
Exactly. Preventing hair discrimination, I call it. Just right on top of what Mary said, and it's absolutely correct. Here's the thing with that, and ding, 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 I forgot. You get your wonderful refrigerator for hitting that on the head. That is correct, Mary. It is. And I always, we talk a lot about this on the Hair Radio Morning Show because I get so worked up the fact that it's necessary or needed. I really
do. Well, you know, Carrie,
yeah,
women in the military just got to wear, you know, they could wear pants, you know, just strange things from the strange book.
Really,
but anyway,
is.
Go ahead. More about the Crown Act.
You're absolutely right. It is hard to imagine that, you know, that someone would literally discriminate about your hair. It's almost like someone saying that your fingernails, you know, are growing. You know, it defies common sense. So a lot of the crazy, you know, this kind of talk is irrational and emanates from irrational behavior and irrational mindsets and all of that. But the Crown Act I'm so proud of because in those states that we outlined, at least as of this time you're hearing the show, those are the states, and we're so excited. More are being added to the list that are saying you cannot just mistreat someone, you know, their protections in place according to that state in the way of the laws that says you cannot discriminate, especially for these businesses or corporations that choose to do so. I remember going into my old jobs with cornrows or braids. I did. I literally went in, and I was the manager, and it would just be a whole day. If you could see the eyes that you got, it was just always something that folks freely felt was their that they were okay to discriminate against your hair. Sometimes they didn't recognize, I'll say that they didn't recognize the discriminatory behavior, but, you know, so I'm glad of that. So just wanted to go ahead and put that out there.
Can I throw in these things? I mean, it's sad that each state now feels that they need to ratify it, but go ahead, do your thing. This was really, or should have been covered, you know, on paper it was covered, we'll say, in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Human Rights Act, there we go, of 1977. So they are federally in place, but each state now
not federally in place.
It wasn't the Crown Act specifically,
but
all of those standards are supposed to be protected under that. But who goes
Mary,
to court?
It would be, I can only say that sadly, you know, it should be. First of all, it's even necessary, but the fact that it is, okay, fine. I'm not against it being federally protected. I think that would be great. Well, here's what we're going to tell everybody, Mary. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yes.
Because we are right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show going to do the talking.
That's fair.
Mary, I think we're up to you, number three. Ooh, okay. Oh, this is a big one. Okay, Mary, what would you like to hear?
I have it. Because all the time people ask me, they bring in a product or ask me, is this stuff any good? And so that's a pretty big question. So I have been able recently to pull out an app. There's a couple of apps that can help you look at your product and like rate them or tell you if they're unsafe, basically.
Well,
if they're
amazing.
They have sure. Do you want the names of?
Sure, go right ahead. Yeah,
this is actually in
terms of figuring out if the ingredients in your products, right, Mary?
Are they safe? Ask me is it any good, they might be wondering, you know, will it give my hair shine? And my bend is for safety, so I looked at Proposal 65 and things that are on that, you know, saying like, is this going to give you a birth, does this usually cause cancer, especially in like, you know, whatever the population is I'm serving, or is it going to cause reproductive harm? You know, that type of stuff. That's what I'm looking at, and that's what these apps are looking at they are on some dangerous lists. So one is Think Dirty, and these are free apps. And the other is Yuka, and I think there's even one. Blue Climate.
Tell that one to everybody, Mary.
Think Dirty?
Not the one.
Oh, the
Yuka?
Yeah. I look at my phone and see what I think it's Yuki. I'm going to double check it.
Okay. Well, you guys can Google it. And if you put in the close enough letters, you'll get it. But
it's
Mary,
Yuka,
I love the
plant. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I kind of remember that. Yeah. I think
it's a
by the way.
Food and cosmetic scan.
Wow. I love that. That's actually amazing. Mary, first of all, thank you. Mary, you always bring us something. You're always on the cutting edge, and so we're gonna talk with Mary a little bit more about Hair, Head, Heart in just a moment. So I'm just loving this, Mary. Good. So number three, being able to scan the products, being able to get some of these apps now, because of technology. And in this way, I love that technology can help with that. Good stuff. I didn't even know that existed. So, Mary, I thank you myself.
Well, years ago, I had put in a couple of different pitches and, you know, got no traction, got no money, but it's like somebody did, so yay.
Somebody figured it out. Thanks to Mary Reed Johnson. We'll listen. And the fans of the Hair Radio. Might have been some of our listeners right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Give me that check.
Hey, well, as long as they're saving lives, I'm happy with that.
Me too. Well, speaking of which, talking about lives being saved, well, first of all, here's something that just when you thought it was safe, to go back to watching your favorite TV award show, here's more of, Jada Pinkett Smith hitting the airwaves. Well, here at this time, there's a big book out and all of that that she put out to the world. And so, all of this new talk about, the relationship that she shared with her the husband that we know of is a superstar, Mr. Will Smith, out of my original Philadelphia home. So this is where there was more to the story, apparently. And so the Red Table Talk. Yeah, that one. Host has now developed a share a little bit more in this new book that's hit the world out there and all of that. And I just want to say that, remember, the story was that alopecia, this is how the word kind of just became a big part of our story. When Chris Rock, who is a famous comedian, was hosting the Oscars a year or so ago and literally made, to me it was an innocuous joke about G.I. Jane, but she had Miss Jada Pinkett Smith had already talked about suffering from alopecia, and I guess that's where this all came from. So anyway, it's all back. And I don't know what else to say. Well, she has a new book out and all of that, that I guess this is a part of the promotion. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
We never know what these celebs do. I'm looking generically right now at just a Google some pictures, whatever. If you know what a lace front is,
for
generically, talking to the listeners.
Like
I know
I
you know
from the sky.
No. But,
I've been hosting this show for 28 years.
No, not you, but it could be a new listener who doesn't know Hollywood hair is a thing.
Yeah. Man,
so you generically...
Tell everybody what the lace fronts are, because this is really huge.
Yeah, so it's Hollywood hair. So a lot of times shave your perimeter, and then you glue the, pieces in place and you put your microphone in.
Which is awful to me, but go ahead.
Well, no, if they do it right, you don't know. I mean, you didn't know Farrah Fawcett hasn't had extensions. We didn't know, what's the lady, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, she had extensions.
Well,
so extensions are not a new thing.
Right, no. And let me just say this, because Mary brings up a good point. Extensions have been around for years, and they've been added, and there are all kinds of different processes for that. My thing is not so much against extensions, but I don't want anybody gluing their head. That's the way I stand. But again, with the popular
style. Let's talk safety again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I feel.
This is just my perception of these pictures I'm looking at right now with like the bald pictures of her. It's like I definitely see outline where it's even a bald picture. It might be a lace front because there's some wrinkling of the scalp. You know how when you tap something
and some of the styles that she's worn. Yeah. Oh no, I'm in with you on that because I can tell you, we're talking about Jada Pinkett Smith, going back to that, 1,000%. We've all seen, you guys out there have seen the many different styles that some of the professionals I've heard mention that they would consider it. Now, this is in their words. Some would, might consider it to be abusive, which would be traction-type alopecia. But the way that it sounded is that, here's the thing, is that it was making it sound like it was the other types of alopecia, which are internal and which could be triggered by other
stress,
internal, yeah, right, as opposed
autoimmune
to
autoimmune things. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, autoimmune things, which are different than traction, which is where, you know, it's a kind of like abuse of, well, I could say could be, you know, well, yeah, that's what it really is, of when it comes to your hair care. Or, and I don't even want to say abuse per se, because it may be unwilling, not being aware, and you know, lack of education and all that kind of stuff.
I guess my question is, are they saying that she doesn't actually have some type of alopecia?
Well,
that's
what I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you guys that part. It's all over the internet where that's even coming into question. And it's just so, it's a mess. Let me just say,
well, you know what?
You
I'm
going to
say she's beautiful regardless.
Oh, no, see, I don't think anybody has ever discounted. I think the whole family, I think they're an attractive family. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm going to go out and say, well, I don't agree with, to me, a lot of the ways that they seem to have made everything in their lives so public. I'm not a big fan of that. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And if that whole thing with the Oscar slap had not happened, we wouldn't be talking about the word alopecia today. So even though we were talking about it on their radio show since 1995, you guys weren't talking about it if it had not been for that. So I just want to say, you know, let's just all move on. And let Jada be
Carrie,
Jada.
Are you kidding? If we move on, they don't get paid as much. They need their money. They're going to be in the limelight as much as possible. I'm going to get censured.
Good one, Mary. Well, good one. And listen, I think my very special guest, Mary Lee Johnson, again, we today have been kind of just looking back at some of the recent stories that are out there and some hair care items that were talked in. And so we kind of listed five items. Before we get to number one, Mary, I really just want to just kind of talk to you a little bit about Hair Head Heart. Can you just remind everybody a little bit about the amazing HHH, what it's all about?
Top Down, Hair Head Heart. And those are a combination of my passions, and it's a company I started in 2015, and I do workshops and give presentations and, you know, just generically practice making the world a better place. No, but truly, the hair world a lot safer, increase in awareness of some of the concerns that people have in their career before there's a problem. So I do have a book coming out probably toward the beginning of the year.
Okay,
we're in our last stages.
We're going to remind
you. And it'll
you
be about that. Yeah.
We want you to come back when the book comes out, and we'll keep everybody informed on that. Mary,
for sure.
Good stuff. Okay. Hair Head Heart, Mary Lee Johnson. And Mary, you've done so many things right here. So folks will always be able to hear you playing across our network. Let me just go ahead and toss that on in. So being our guest, what on could possibly be at number one today on some of the you know, status of where we are in the hair business these days? What could possibly be your number one, Mary Lee Johnson?
I think I'm still stuck on what's happening with hair and safety combined.
I think that would be really nice. But,
yeah.
But Mary, remember, I think we have to talk about Afros making a big
yes. comeback. Yes. Yes.
You got it. That's where we are today. So, but
I have a perfect
yeah.
segue. Can I? Remember
yeah,
Steve Harvey's perfect hairdo? We wondered about whatever. He also had the lace front, and it was an afro.
Oh, yeah.
So how's that for a segue?
Let's just say that's what folks have. The hair people know, and let me just also say this, because it's these days. It's not just Steve. It's a whole lot of folks.
Oh, no. Everybody.
Men and women, especially
the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, the cat's way out the bag on that. Even the cat has a lace front. So
yes.
So listen, let me kind of go back on this. Mary, I love this. The reason I say that the Afro has made a big return also, because someone just told me, and you guys are not going to know what this means if you're of a certain age, TWA. And so I just wanted to kind of toss that on out there. The teeny weeny afro, you know, has truly made a big, big, big return. So that's all I want to say. Mary, great to have you with
agreed.
Us. Yes, awesome job. All right.
Thank you. From it's always great to be here.
Oh, you got it. Of course, again, we've talked with Mary Lee Johnson and just some amazing items today on the show. Okay. All right, Mary, thanks again for being with us, and we'll see you back here.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this. Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte served to go. Drink it slow.
Thank you. short if it ain't about cake. I ain't sitting on top, I want a house on the lake. I'm that snotty nose cap with a new BN. If you mess with Brandon, I got to bruise your chin. I be with Puff, the girls be like, who's his friend? If I hit the chick once, she probably move me in. So you got to tell me right now, either you're with the cat who make the hits or the one that be the chips.
Slow down, make sure you're killing
it. But don't stop it, what's the use of buying a weight if I'ma have to chop it? I used to love the lady till I learned the logic. She only mess with mates, so the money ain't no object. If it ain't Chris, he won't pop it. If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. If it don't come with TVs, he don't cop it. He can stop it.
We're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's March 20th of 2024. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and I want to just shout out our new family folks down in the Houston, Texas area as we launch Hair Radio Houston, and we're so proud. Again, I just want to say welcome to the family and to just so many folks out here who made it in. And still connected to our New York listeners. We love you. We appreciate you. And you're always a part of us. And we will continue to make sure that the Hair Radio Morning Show represents all of us, everybody, from corner to corner. Listen, got to bring this gentleman back to the line. We got so much more to talk with him about this morning. He's the host right here on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 with the Vet Talk Radio Show. He's an accredited claims agent, which is all about helping the veterans to navigate the claims and compensation process. It's my great honor to, again, bring to the line the one and only Michael Hopkins. Again,
yes,
happy
sir.
Third hour, the spotlight hour, all
yes,
the above.
Sir. Oh, yes.
Isn't
all
that not
of
a great
above.
Welcome greeting in the morning? Isn't it nice to get up and be greeted like that?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is, Carrie. I mean, you know, just wow. Fun
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, well, it's deserved. It's deserved, sir. So, yeah, this first day of spring, it is just exciting. It really is. If you're in the Central Time Zone, like I'm raising my hand right now, it's about 7. I've got 7:07 on the clock here for folks in the Central, I'm sorry, in the Eastern Time Zone now. It's 8:07. Now, just we're making it happen this morning, Michael. So have you been enjoying today's version of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Oh, Carrie, it's beyond enjoyment. This has been such a great broadcast today. It really has.
Thank you.
This has been
great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, great playlist, great talk. Really nice. Now, speaking of which, Michael, got to go back. Yesterday, you know, this is what we do. And just to remind folks, if today's your first time ever listening or tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. We talk about hair, beauty, and community on this show, on this network. And we bring it. And so I'm super excited about that. And that's the way it is right here. So today, again, show number 968. Wow. We're just marching on along. We really are.
Yes, we are, Carrie.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say I've loved the music today on top of everything else.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And we're still kind of pushing along. Still got a little ways to go here this morning, and real excited about all that. Hair Radio Houston. And now, speaking of which, we've got a very special interview that we'll be getting on again shortly. I don't know whether you remember this gentleman, Michael, being on our show, but we cannot talk about Houston, Texas, without mentioning the incomparable Matthew Knowles.
Oh, and yes, so, very much so.
Yeah. So coming up in just a little bit, I found that incredible interview that Matthew talks to me about Houston and all of that. Now, again, Matthew is the gentleman behind the mega group called Destiny's Child that launched Beyonce Knowles into the stratosphere. And so I'm excited that he took time out of his day to talk to me, little old Carrie Hines. And so But yeah, Matthew's just incredible, and I'm very, very proud. And you'll hear the interview that really kind of was one of his first. He actually came to our show a couple times and told us all about it. I had very little knowledge at that point that they were from Houston, as you'll hear Matthew talk about. And so we just want to kind of get that on. And then, Michael, of course, we got lots more to get into this morning. We'll chat a little bit more about that. Right, and just keep it moving this morning, but real good stuff. So right now, again, a little after 8 on the East Coast, a little after 7 in the Central Time Zone. So, Michael, the Vet Talk Radio Show, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let us just first remind our fans, now that we're all the way out here as well in the Central Time Zone, what Vet Talk Radio is all about. So just take everybody back a little bit, and then we're going to move everybody forward.
Oh, yes, Vet Talk Radio Show. It is a very important show for veterans, Carrie Hines, because what do we do? Even if you're not a veteran, you'll enjoy the show.
Veterans and everybody else.
Right, you don't have to be a veteran. You can just love veterans and want to help veterans. And that's what we do. We help veterans in the claims and compensation area, explaining the ins and outs of claims and compensation and terms and just things that veterans should know. And even if you're not a veteran and you're trying to help a veteran, you're an advocate of a veteran, you're a family member of a veteran, these are things you just should know. And that's what I love about doing what I do.
You should, and you're doing a great job. Let me just also say this, because before Michael Hopkins came to our big Hair Radio broadcast network, many of you like, you know, and I should say me, like many of you, probably think that, oh, the veterans are all taken care of. And I can say this because I'm not a veteran. So I was looking from the outside, and I just assumed, again, making the assumption that, you know, that they're all sad and everybody's just, you know, rah, rah, rah and supporting the veterans. But when Michael came to our network and I started to learn a lot more about the plight of these men, these brave men and women, I was speechless, and it's been something that I've taken on myself as well.
Very much so.
I'm honored, absolutely honored to, and I'm grateful to God to know more of these brave folks are doing and what we can do to help. And so, you know, all that to say is I didn't think it was necessary at first. I had no idea what was really going on. You know, and just to have this incredible insight, that, again, I'm so happy that Michael Hopkins has enlightened us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, that we created this Vet Talk radio program. Again, Michael's, this is your you kind of created this whole thing, Michael Hopkins, and brought it to us. So
oh,
we're
I'm
real
so
excited
grateful.
About that.
You carry
yeah.
as I always tell you. I am so ever grateful that you gave me the opportunity to do VTR or Vet Talk Radio Show. I am so grateful because there are so many veterans out here and so many people, they just want to know about veterans. And we hear so
That's
much,
right.
we see so much in the media about veterans, the plight of veterans, and people say, well, what can I do? Well, if
That's
you
right.
listen here, guess what? You listen to us here on the Hair Radio
hey, you
Morning
exactly
Show. You listen
you
to Vet Talk. You'll know what to do. And
That's
it's just
true.
It's just a pleasure, Carrie, serving the veteran community. It is such a pleasure. I enjoy
well,
it so much.
Yeah, me too, as a matter of fact. And I've learned and met so many folks. We've got a lot of folks to continue on that whole thing. And I just love it. And so, Michael, you are wrapping up, soon to wrap up your third season right here on our
wow,
network. You'll be moving into your fourth season of Vet Talk Radio. And again, that's Tuesday mornings right here. When you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, you don't have to switch anything. We'll just roll right on in at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central with Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk folks. So really good stuff.
Oh,
now,
yes.
speaking of Tuesday mornings, yesterday, Michael Hopkins, we had a very special Vet Talk Radio. Can you remind everybody a little bit what it was all about, sir?
Yes, sir. It was 5 unaware veterans types eligible for compensation, Carrie. That was the topic of our show yesterday. And may I add, it was I got a great, Carrie, I got a great reception for this. One of my veteran sisters in particular, Carrie, I had been working on getting her to listen to the show, and she said, oh, I will, and this and that. Carrie Hines, she called me up yesterday, and she was just so enthused about the show. She was so
wow.
enthused, and it just blew me away. We were on the phone. You know, we hadn't talked in a while, and this was the main topic. Like, wow, you know, I didn't know that you, I knew you had a show, but I hadn't listened to it. And all of a sudden, she listened to it, and she was just blown away. And I couldn't believe it. I have, you know, a lot of the vets, they give me the same comments, but it was just, hearing her say that, and I had been working with her on her claims for compensation and so forth, but just to hear her say that, Carrie, it's just such a humbling experience when you're out here like I am in the trenches with the vets, and I do my very best to educate them in the claims and compensation process as an accredited claims agent, or as you call me, an ACA. I do my very
exactly.
best to educate them.
And
it's just,
folks,
you know, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, me too, Michael. And if you guys are, you know, Michael is an accredited claims agent. Even though you're down in Virginia, you're able to help veterans all over. So if you're trying
yes,
to reach
sir.
Out to Michael, touch base with us at Hair Radio, of course. You can reach us again. That's why it's good to have that pen and paper handy. I'll give you our number here in the office at 277-0686, again, 862-277-0686. We'll put you in touch with Michael, and he can help with what you need. Now, listen, Michael, I've got to say, yeah, I thought yesterday's broadcast, good to hear the feedback, was incredible. It was all live, and it was to the T. And literally, when you counted down those top five, it's just incredible. If you missed any part of it, simply go to Google. That's how you do it. You go to Google and type in five words. Five words. Michael, what are those five words?
The Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly. Those five words, The Hair Radio Morning Show. Type those into Google, and up will pop our entire list of, as of today at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, 968 shows will be in there. And you can just click on it and listen until the cows come home. So
very
really,
much so.
And that it takes a long time for the cows to come home, in case you don't know.
Very much
yeah.
So.
That's where the expression came from. But, yeah, really funny, good stuff. So, listen, I'm real happy about that. So, Vet Talk, you're on the move. You're doing big things, and we're just so proud of your efforts. And, again, we salute all veterans everywhere. We appreciate your efforts. And, again, Hair Radio is all about HBC, Hair, Beauty, and Community. So, yeah, good stuff. Okay, so listen, great show today. Real pleased about that. Want to kind of turn a little bit to some of the updates. Remember, on Thursday's show, we have Miss Tara Renee. She'll be back with us in the States. Yeah, so that's going to be really cool and kind of going through the hour with us. Real happy about that, and look forward to just sharing so much more on this broadcast. And as I just mentioned a little bit ago, we had just some talk about some of the interviews on the show. And again, the incredible Matthew Knowles, who is the father to one of the biggest music stars in the world. Well, Matthew Knowles was on our very show. So
yes,
I'm super excited about that. And take a listen, because he talked about Beyonce and being in Houston and all of that. So I'm real excited about it. Michael and I will be back to chat on the other side all about Matthew's appearance and so much more on the show. So take a listen and stay with us. We've got a lot more. Michael Hopkins, we've got a lot more to talk about this morning.
Oh, yeah, we'll very much so.
Stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music and writing. Mr. Matthew Knowles, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Carrie. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have done a whole lot of entrepreneurial types of ventures. And one is for 18 years, I co-owned and co-managed the number one hair salon in Houston for a number of years called Headliners Hair Salon.
Is that really? Well, we
I actually published a hairstyling book, Gary, called Hair International back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, we have got to talk about that. We've got to figure out how you and I should have said music and the literary world on top of everything else. But how in the world did you get from the hair industry into the music industry, or are they kind of like one and the same, as a lot of folks believe?
Well, for me, you know, I was in corporate America, and Tina, my former wife. I asked her one day what was her passion, and she said her passion was doing hair and making people beautiful. And I said, why don't you go to school, and when you finish school, we'll open a hair salon. And that's what we did. And that hair salon, we used one of the principles that I had learned, because I was selling diagnostic imaging to the medical. And I kind of usually go to a doctor's office, they ask you, you know, fill out all these forms, you know, why are you here, tell us your history. And then the nurse comes and takes you to the room, and then she weighs you and takes your temperature and asks you why you're there and do your blood pressure. And then a doctor comes, and he looks at that on the door before he walks in. He looks at your patient history and why you're there, what your vitals are. And he's made a decision right there, what you need. He comes see you. And then when he finishes, which is the quickest part of it, is when you see the doctor, he leaves, and then he writes a prescription. And I use that same concept in our hair salon, exactly, having many assistants. The stylist never left the chair, and I felt it was malpractice if a licensed cosmetologist did not continue and complete the service. And that service is home products for the customer, and so maintenance, home maintenance.
Like yeah,
that was our philosophy at Headliner.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that, and you really you helped to add a whole different layer to this today, and we're so excited about it. Thank you very, very much. Now, I have to say, along the line, so the music, how did you get into producing music? I understand that you had, you know, I call it that whole passion for excellence and working for others and so forth and having that entrepreneurial mindset, but is that what kind of led you into music? How did you get into the production of music and that whole aspect?
Well, the production of it, you know, that's as an executive producer, you oversee everything from the studio, the travel, all of the paperwork that's involved. And also occasionally I had the opportunity to co-write Survivor and a couple of other songs with Destiny's Child. And you get into just over time, I've been in this field over 24 years now, and you pick up every aspect of it. Every aspect of it, and if you're passionate and you love it, then you want to learn every aspect of it, and that's what passion does. And you know, that's my new book, DNA of Achievers. You know, the 10 traits. The first one is passion. You know, are people doing? Who's listening right now? Are they doing what they're passionate about? Are they doing it for money? It's a big difference.
Well, you know what, let's talk about the DNA of Achievers and the 10 traits. We're not going to give all the traits because I'm going to do like Barbara Walters. We learn from the best. Don't give the top trait just yet. We're going to save that for the book. We want you to pick up this book. It's the DNA of Achievers. Now, the 10 traits of highly successful professionals, you mentioned passion. What are some of the, you know, how do folks recognize their passion? We do tell them that. We tell everyone, you know, pursue your passion. But how do you know what your passion is? You have any tips for that?
It's a very simple step. What is that one thing? And the key word here, Carrie, is one thing. Because the mistake most people make is they all over the place. They love this. They love hair. They love fashion. They love makeup. They love da-da-da. You know, that one thing that you become really, really good and may become great if you focused. So what is that one thing that energizes you, excites you, that you go to bed at night thinking about, wake up in the morning, can't wait to do it? And sometimes it's something that nobody even knows because you're embarrassed or ashamed to say, this is really my passion. And I tell everybody, I don't care what that one thing is, if you strive towards getting that one thing right, it will change your life, because if you are passionate about something, then it coexists with work ethics. Because when you are passionate, you don't work. You have fun all day doing what you love. That's why I really focus in on passion. What is that one thing that you just excites you? You can just go running out the door right now because it gives you that much joy and fulfillment inside.
We love that. Now, I do have to ask you, what's that one passion thing for you, Matthew Knowles?
educate and motivate in the areas of entrepreneurship and music business. I've done it all my life, educate and motivate.
Wow. Well, I have to just let everybody know, you launched one of the most successful, I think it is the top successful female group of all time, Destiny's Child, and award-winning, and you've just done so much. And we're just trying to find out what is it that has created this inside of you. I think that this book, The DNA of Achievers, will tell us a little bit about that. I really do. I know the passion is one of the first traits that you mentioned, but what are some of the other traits that we should really look out for in the DNA of Achievers?
Well, I talk briefly about work ethics because they coexist. You can't have one without the other. You can't have work ethics unless you're passionate about something. And because if you're not passionate, you don't want to. You hate doing it. How many people wake up and hate going to work every day?
Well, that's kind of like majority of the folks. I think it's very few.
God bless them. God bless them because I've been very fortunate. Seldom. I have, my early days, Goodyear, when I used to work at Goodyear in the summer when I was a young teenager. I was determined to do the job, but I didn't like it. Didn't love it. I was determined, but it's a certain joy you get of waking up, going to do what you love. Yesterday, I started at 7 o'clock, Carrie, and I in the morning. I finished at 11 o'clock last night, and I work normally 7 days a week. I go to the office on the weekends or do a ton of emails. I love it. Absolutely. Love it. I love what I'm doing right now, talking to you. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. That is really, I have to tell you something. We are very honored to have you on the show. And something like this is so critical and important. But I have to go back a little bit. I actually love what you wrote because I kind of live by this myself. Back when you were working in, I call it like for corporate kind of, you were doing the sales and, that to me sounds like project management. And when you have so much that you're in charge of and all of that, and you were so successful, even in sales. It just reminds me of myself. I think when you are doing something, like you said, that you are passionate about, even if you're working for others and you're really happy about what you're doing, it's automatically like a success, so to speak. And I just think that you don't necessarily always have to be an entrepreneur. If that's not what you're in your spirit to do or whatever the case may be, but if you do whatever it is that you're supposed to do and you're passionate about and you love it, you can make it into a success and you can feel that success. And I think this was, so I read that line and I thought it was outstanding, when you were working for the other company and, you felt like an entrepreneur is what I'm driving at.
No. Carrie, I teach, one of the courses I teach at Texas Southern University is entrepreneurship in the School of Business.
Mm.
And the first thing that I teach, Gary, is the biggest mistake and error that I think we make is we think we get confused entrepreneurship and owning a business. They are two different things. Entrepreneurship is a belief. It's a belief. It's a certain makeup. It's like a DNA. It's people that take risk. It's people that are highly energized. It's people that come up with ideas. That's entrepreneurship. There's a lot of people that own businesses that are
not
business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. That's a lot of people that work for other people and are employees, but they are entrepreneurs in how they think, in a day operate. So please don't get that confused.
Okay, that is a very good point and something that I absolutely need to bear in mind as well. Now, I have to say, and we're gonna definitely get on with some of these wonderful traits. We're going to talk a little bit more about the DNA of Achievers. But, folks, if you've just joined me, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and today we have a very special guest coming to us. It's Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, he has written a new book, called The DNA of Achievers, and it's 10 traits of highly successful professionals. So this is something that we're going to definitely talk a little bit more about. But also, Matthew, I want to get into some of your current projects, some of the things that you're working on these days, and some of the plans that you have.
Well, Kerry, my passion has always been, even as a sales rep, when we truly think about what a salesperson do, they educate somebody on the product that they're selling, and
right.
they motivate them to buy it. And
right.
so what I've been doing most of my life is my passion, educating and motivating. And I'm doing that right now. I'm doing a number of seminars around the country. November the 14th, I'm in Macon, Georgia. November the 15th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, a seminar that's called The Entertainment Industry, How Do I Get In? And these seminars are all-day seminar, and they're for recording artists, singers, managers, producers, songwriters, videographers, choreographers, hairstylists. How about
wow.
that? Why would a hairstylist want to go to one of these conventions? Seminars, because it's 300 people in a room, and most of them want to get in the entertainment industry, and some of them hopefully will be successful. And guess what?
Love it.
They're
going to
need
Love
a hairstylist.
It. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, tell us more. So this seminar, the ones that are coming up around the 14th and 15th of November, how do we get involved with that?
You can go to eventbrite.com.
Repeat that one
Bright.
More time.
Okay. Eventbrite.com. Again,
uh-huh.
that's the entertainment industry. How do I get in? You know what, Kerry? I have to tell you, man, you reminded me, out of all the seminars, I mean, all of the interviews I've done on the DNA of Achievers,
yes.
I've never, and out of all the things I've talked about, clothing line, Darion, House of Darion, headliners and Hair International, I seldom talk about, and I did that 18 years. Did you know, and for folks listening, they probably remember in the 90s that oversized hairstyling book. We had 3 volumes of it. One day,
really?
Kerry, I had to make the decision if I was going to be in the hair publishing book business or be in the music business. And I had to make that decision. I remember the day I had to decide. And
wow.
I had an office, and on the door it said Hair International Publication, and on the door it said Music World Entertainment. And
wow.
I had to make that decision. I used to go all over the country to all of those hair shows. And
oh,
I had,
to Prana Brothers and all those big hair shows and all
Prana
of that.
Prana Brothers, all of them. I had manuals. I was educating back then. I had a manual called How to Open Your Own Hair Salon. I had an educational manual
I
sold
like
called.
I'm talking to someone that is amazing.
I had a manual called How to Build a Client Base. And then I
wow.
had an appointment book that I created. And so some
wow.
folks that are listening remember that Hair International publication.
So you should feel at home here at Hair Radio. That's exactly the kinds of wonderful things that we do and bring to the, you know, to the beauty world. So I love it. I love it. And I can't wait. I want any of those copies that you have lying around, you let us know. We're happy to see them. And if you ever decide to, you know, to add on to this wonderful book that you have out now, again, The DNA of Achievers, and you decide to do something in the hair and beauty way, you make sure and look us up at Hair Radio. We would love to speak to you about that.
I guarantee you, Kerry, I guarantee your listeners, they pick up that book and they can go right now to Amazon or Apple and get the e-book. The hardback will be in stores in the next 30 days. But I guarantee you, I give you money back if
wow.
after you read that book, The DNA of Achievers, and after every chapter, there's a work exercise. I actually, you know, that college professor comes out. I promise you, buy that book and you'll become better at what you're doing in the hair industry. Again, I did the industry for 18 years. And
wow.
Our first $1 million, Carrie, was made in 1984 in Houston, Texas, with Headliners Hair Salon.
And that was before you, you know, we got to know you in the record producing world.
1984, Carrie. 1984.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's Headliners.
Who
wow.
knew we were going to be talking about this, man?
We did. Well, you know what? This is just amazing. And I'm just blown away. I really am. But I have to ask you, there was one of the traits that I saw, and I said, well, hold it. I have got to ask Matthew about this. I want to talk about learning from your failure, too, because I believe in that, but I want to ask you what's your take on it. But what does talk-to-do ratio mean? I couldn't figure that out. What does talk-to-do ratio? And then I want to get into more of this. But what's talk-to-do ratio?
Well, Carrie, you're in the industry that there's quite a bit of that, just like in the music industry, that people just talk about what they're going to do, the follow-up. They have an idea, they're going to follow up, or they're going to meet with you, or they're going to call you, and they're going to, and then you never hear from them.
Right.
You never
right.
hear a word from them.
Right.
And those two professions really do a lot of talk to do. And so it's measuring, Carrie, the percentage of what we say we're going to do versus what we end up doing. That's what
the
it
execution.
Is, measuring what we say we're going to do versus the percentage of the time we actually do what we say we're going to do.
Wow.
And you find that successful people, if they say they're going to do something, you know, we had an interview at a certain time. You were there waiting. I was there 3 minutes before the time, not after the time we said. We both were there like we said we were going to do.
That's right.
And that's talk-to-do ratio, high percentage of doing what we say we're going to do. It's as simple
wow.
as that.
I love it. And, of course, one of the biggest lessons, and I want to certainly say some for the folks who pick up this book called The DNA of Achievers, but it's the learning from failure. We cannot not talk about that. How?
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, because you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It's March 20th. It's Wednesday, March 20th of 2024. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. And if you're out east, it's about 8:43 in the morning. And for Central Time Zone folks, it's 7:43. Let me bring Michael Hopkins back to the line.
Michael comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
So happy to have him here with us as we march along to over 1,000 episodes. Yeah, wow, of this broadcast.
Wow.
Listen, Michael, I have to say, you know how we've been talking a lot, and folks just heard, let me just acknowledge that. That was Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, who was on just talking about Beyonce and when she was a little girl and out in Houston and his former wife, Tina, and they had the hair salon and all that. So we'll get back to that talk. But I've got a special guest caller who's just dropped by. We've been kind of talking about her all week and really getting the shows, the Houston Hair Radio, underway. And we've been acknowledging this huge event happening towards the end of the week. Let me bring in the one and only Miss Tara Renee. Tara, I just love your
wow.
team. I think I'm singing it up. You're all with
wow.
Michael Hopkins and Carrie Hines officially. Good morning.
Wow, good morning.
So happy to be here. I love the show. Thank you so much,
thank
Carrie.
You.
Thank you so much, Michael. It is an honor and a privilege to
thank
be
you.
Here and to talk with you and your amazing audience. So thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much.
Yes. Well, listen, we opened up with you, and this means that, folks, we share after we wrap the show. In about, like today, we'll wrap up in about 15, 20 minutes. And what happens is we take the recording then, because we're live right now. So everybody, every morning, folks, you know, like I say to folks, if you've got nobody to talk to us. If you've got nobody to listen to us. We're here. It's a community. It's community-based, even though we're worldwide. It's about community. It's about connecting. And so that's what we do here each morning. And today is no different. So when we opened up the broadcast, we went back and listened to the incredible Miss Tara Renee talking about her upcoming event. And so everybody listening, when they play this show back today, they're going, the first folks they're going to hear, the first voices around the world connected to this broadcast today will be yours. So just wanted to get that on out there.
Oh, thank you so much. Deeply
yes.
appreciate that.
Yes. Now, Tara, please take a moment, you know, tell Michael, myself, remind, and all the fans, of course, what this is all about. Again, it's the African-American Women in Cinema Film Festival. So please give us all the skinny for those folks who missed our announcements today.
Yes. So this is we're calling it a historic celebration of talented storytellers convening in one location. basically, it's hybrid, but showcasing some incredible films on many different topics, facing from just inspiration, some domestic violence and overcoming. And also, we have the voices of our next generation, our youth filmmakers, and what they have to share on film. And they're pretty amazing as well. And so for those who are interested in various careers within film entertainment, we have an educational component that consists of independent film producing. And we have some very powerful women who have worked with many, many, many people. I mean, resumes that include Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey. And they're going to talk about their journey into the filmmaking world. And then we have editors, women of color editors. Many people don't realize, but there's a bunch of black women who are editing.
Oh, yeah.
Some of your
yes.
favorite TV shows and films. So we have some good, talented, I like to call them seers, who can put these
uh-huh.
scenes together and make it very intriguing and engaging for the audience. And Some of them have won Peabody Awards. So they're going to be talking how they got into that world. And NBC Universal is going to be sharing some programs that they have that they're offering. And so this is going to be a very powerful packed, educational, entertaining weekend. And it is for those who definitely, again, are looking to get into the industry, to want to understand certain dynamics, those who just love films. We have films that have been invited from all over the world that will be showcased as well. And a huge celebration, because we are in a very interesting time where in our lifetime, we experience, unfortunately, the gutting out of the affirmative action, which is now having a serious ripple effect across the country. And there's been real conversation about that. Thank you.
Thank you for being on top of it and, you know, keeping us abreast. All of this, and and the fight continues. Listen, if you're just joining us, I'm Kerry Hines with Michael Hopkins, and our very, very special guest caller today. You guys have we've really been kind of running you quite a bit, Ms. Tara Renee, from the African American Women in in Cinema. We have just loved it. And just remind everybody your website and how they can find out more and the whole thing with getting tickets and, you know, and all that wonderful good stuff.
Yes. So you could visit AAWIC.org. That stands for African American Women in Cinema. That's the acronym organization. And because of the incredible support of this wonderful show, we're able to offer a 50% discount on the Festival All Access Pass, which is $175, but 50% off of that. You can use your discount code KERRI, K-E-R-R-I, 24, when you're checking out to receive that discount. This will give you access to all of the programs in person, as well as the hybrid online version. And there's several programs online, which is a screenwriter's workshop. There's a panel on colorism in film and television. And there's also a panel discussion with women of color in comedy from stage to screen. Very powerful. And then also there you can see the next generation of filmmakers' work. So we are so, so excited to bring the community together in this way. And what a way to celebrate Women's History Month.
Wow, just incredible. And I've got to say, just since the beginning of today's broadcast, as I mentioned, this is something that has jumped out at us. Michael, what did you want to say? I know that you wanted to give a special a commentary or a special comment and speak to all of this.
Oh, wow, Kerry. This is just, you know, I started out in my college days and studying film and television and all that. And when Renee, when you were on there, the show, it just, you know, it just sparked my interest in all of this.
Wow.
It really did. And I have been this right. I mean, this is beautiful.
Well, hold it.
What
so
you
Tara's event, Tara Renee's event, which is African American Women in Cinema. And again, AAWIC.org is the website. But here's the thing, Tara Renee, and that is that it's speaking to us. We're guys. So, is that are you kind of have really reached beyond your targeted demographic? So you're doing something if you're inspiring Michael Hopkins and Garrett Hines at this point.
Yes, how about that?
You are. That means your messaging is on point and on target. Yes.
But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
I really
now, who
appreciate
are some of
it.
Folks? Yeah, well, you deserve it. Now, can you tell us again, because you've got some heavy hitters taking part in this. Just quickly remind everybody, give us a couple mm-hmm. minutes of just who's also coming in. Well, you got to get your tickets. Get your tickets, folks.
Yeah.
Please support this incredible event. So take it away. Take it away, Tara Renee. Take it away. All right.
So on our independent film producing keynote panel, we have Francesca Grimaldi. She is the CEO and senior agent of Crystal Ship Artist Agency. She comes from the big, big, big talent agency in Hollywood, ICM. And so
yes, they're huge.
Yeah. And the panelists consist of Ms. Robin Green Arrington, former head of program at TV One. And so she's going to be talking. And then we have Samia. Samia, she is the 2024 Sundance and Doris Duke Fellow and was recently named by Forbes magazine and the World Economic Forum as one of the top filmmakers creating compelling character-driven films on climate change. She also, her short called Year One for the White House was featured on MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and ABC. For 5 years, she directed the Wall Street Journal's magazine signature film series, The Innovators. I mean, our list goes on, and she had the pleasure of interviewing celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, Reese Witherspoon. I'm sorry. And then we're doing a talk back with Jarnice Sills, who is the senior director of DEI production and creative partnerships at NBC Universal Launch. And so she's going to be sharing some of the programs that NBC has. And these
diversity,
types of opportunities,
equity, and inclusion. Let's just get that on out here. Very important. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
we're so proud of you. I hope you know that.
Very proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is
so
beautiful what you're doing. It really is. And it's inspiring. You know, Carrie, it's so very inspiring for our young people to know that they can get out here in this world and they can do something productive and they can be seen and their voice can be heard. And that's what I love about what you're doing. You're leaving a legacy. That's the way I see it. You're leaving a legacy because some of our younger people, this is what they need. They need to see positive role models. And you, my sister, are a positive role model. You're a positive role model.
Again, the website, AAWIC.org. We're so excited, and we're happy to have you guys with us. So keep doing what you're doing, and we've got a lot more to get to this morning on the broadcast. So, well, hold up, we're gonna say we got a lot more to get to, but we really don't. We only got 2 more minutes, I think, to go this morning. Tara Renee, I just got to say thank you for being with us. Tomorrow you'll be back, but you're going to be back as a guest co-host in this space. Mm-hmm. So in the third hour, you're with us. If you're on the East Coast,
great.
It's 8 o'clock. If you're on the Central Time Zone, that's 7. And we got you for the whole hour. So listen.
Make it
a wonderful day. And Michael, thank you. Great job. Nicole Marie, all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just a fantastic, fantastic day. So we're going to kind of go ahead and get on out for today. Thank you for making it an awesome day. All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you very much,
awesome
everybody.
Job. All right. Thank you.